Are you hysterical yet?
I love him! I love him!
Are they okay?
Oh, they're just the greatest things that ever happened.
Do it again. Would you say they're screaming more or less this time than last time?
A lot less. A lot less, man. They used to break the microphone.
What? They used to charge the platform. They couldn't hold them back.
There used to be too many to hold back.
My sister went when they were at Forest Hills. She said she couldn't hear anything because they were so loud.
They're not popular as they were before. That's why they ain't screaming as much.
That's why you like them more.
How many cops? Wait, one at a time. How many cops would you say are out there?
About 200 at least.
I say about 100, something like that. 500.
Because they're all over the place.
And the 150 about.
Yeah. Tell me what's happening down there.
A kid just jumped on the field and they can't get him off.
They're all over the place. They can't stop him.
They're coming all over.
If all these fans ever charge, they never hold them back.
Mostly the boys are jumping on the field now. The girls are standing in their seats. The boys are going crazy.
The boys just want to be a big hit to the girlfriends, that's all.
So that's all. Half of the boys who just jumped in, about three girls and about eight boys.
What would they do if they got up to them anyway? What would they do if they got to them? They just sit there and act stupid. I thought that was Girl Scouts, they're woman cops. To me, the way you feel about them?
I love them. They're beautiful. They're the greatest thing that the world has ever heard.
Can you describe your reactions to the Beatles? Would you say that the Beatles compare well with Beethoven?
I'm atypical. I'm an atypical Beatle fan. I think that they're writing some very good music. It's unfortunate that you can't hear it over the screaming, but they're doing some fine things. And I think indicative of that is the fact that Fiedler has done some things with the Boston Pops, which is very interesting. A lot of their music has been done by him, and they're doing a good job. I enjoy it very much. And I'm a 38-year-old Beatle fan.
I don't know. Hollywood. I don't know, honestly.
People, you have 10 minutes, so don't push. Can I have a rotation of photographers, please? All you people in the front, get back. Let the people in the back up. Sir, it's time to rotate towards the back, please. Young lady. Okay.
And can we please have constant sound level on these microphones? We're not getting it at the moment. They're dying in between. Can you keep that's it. Can you keep it all the mics constantly at this level, please?
Well, somebody's given us an idea and he's working on the script. And if the script's nice, then we may do it.
One question we like in Hollywood, we'd like to know how you compare movie working to, say, the concert tour or recording sessions. You know, mono work and stuff like that.
Well, we don't compare it much, you know.
Would you rather play the Hollywood Bowl again than Dodger Stadium?
We don't really mind.
Maybe we can start another controversy here. One of your countrymen was here yesterday or the day before he returned to England, or on his arrival in England. He said he thought American women were out of style for not wearing miniskirts, and that because they didn't wear miniskirts, their legs were ugly. I'd like to ask you what you think about American women's legs.
Well, if they don't wear miniskirts, how does he know their legs are ugly?
You know, on your album cover that was banned here, first of all, whose idea was it? And second of all, what was it supposed to mean from your standpoint?
What's he say?
Can you say that again?
You know, the album cover that was banned here, you know, the one with the dolls and the meat, whose idea was it?
Yeah, the photographers who took it.
And what was it supposed, I mean, was there any meaning behind it?
John, why did you decide to make How I Won the War, minus the other Beatles?
Because he just asked me. No, and I just said yes. And it was just like that.
Do you consider that now, since you've been in the United States here for almost a week, that this religious issue is answered once and for all? Would you clarify and repeat the answer that you gave in Chicago?
I can't repeat it again because I don't know what I said, you know.
Well, would you clarify the remarks that were attributed to you?
You tell me what you think I meant, and I'll tell you whether I agree or...
Well, some of the remarks attributed to you in some of the newspapers, the press here, said that concerning the remark that you made comparing the relative popularity of the Beatles with Jesus Christ and that the Beatles were more popular. This created quite a controversy and a furor in this country, as you are obviously aware.
Do you know that, John? You created a...
Now, would you clarify the remark?
Well, I've clarified it about 800 times, you know. I could have said TV or something else, you know, and that's as clear as it can be. I just use Beatles because I know about them a bit more than TV. I could have said any number of things. Wouldn't have got as much publicity, though.
My question is directed at all of you. Do you think this controversy has hurt your careers or has helped you professionally? Obviously, you're quite aware of it.
It hasn't helped or hindered it, I don't think. I think most sensible people took it for what it was. And it was only the bigots that took it up and thought it was, you know, on their side. They thought, ha-ha, here's something to get them for. But when they read it, they saw that, you know, there was nothing wrong with it, really. It's just that they thought that by John saying that we were more popular than Jesus, they thought, you know, he's bound to be arrogant. And did you see the fellow on telly last night? He said it. Tonight Show.
I'd just like to simplify things a little by suggesting that the two gentlemen with the roving mics select the questioners rather than me because they can move around faster. So if you want to ask a question, please draw the attention of one of the two roving microphone men.
John, what stimulates you in your work?
Just anything, you know.
And also, what's your favorite group in the U.S.?
Favorite what?
Group in the United States.
I've got a few, you know. Birds, Spoonful, Mamas and Papas, I suppose.
Beach
on
Boys.
That side of it,
Beach
and
Boy.
Miracles, etc., on the other side of it.
My question concerns money. I was wondering if you still have an arrangement with the U.S. Internal Revenue Department to pay your taxes to England through them. Another part of the question is, how much money have you grossed in your current U.S. tour, and is it true that you lost...
We don't know.
Money's got nothing to do with
that. We don't do the money side of it, you know. Brian does that.
And we don't particularly worry about it.
Tell us what we get in the end.
The tax thing.
We pay tax and things, but we don't know how much or how much we've made or anything, you know, because if we were going to worry about that, we'd be nervous wrecks by now.
I'd like to direct this question to Messrs. Lennon and McCartney. In a recent article, Time magazine put down pop music.
and they referred to Day Tripper as being about a prostitute, and Norwegian Wood about as being about a lesbian. Now, I just wanted to know what your intent was when you wrote it, and what your feeling is about the Time magazine criticism of the music that is being written today.
We were just trying to write songs about prostitutes and lesbians, that's all.
Quick ring.
Quick.
Do you have any plans to... Do you have any plans
you
to
can't use it on
work
the air
separately in the future?
Can you repeat that question,
yes,
please?
Will you be working separately in the future? Or together?
Pardon? So all together, probably.
Together? Aren't John Lennon, aren't you doing a picture alone?
Yeah, but I mean, that's only in the holiday bit, you know.
I see.
In between Beatle.
Fred Paul from KASK. First of all, I'd like to say hi to you all again. It's
hi,
really
Fred.
Good to see
hi.
You. And so,
go on, Brad.
I'd like
go
to
on.
Ask a question that you've never been asked before.
Oh, no. Oh.
What are you going to do when the bubble bursts?
So, well, Fred. You know, that's a personal in-joke. He used to ask it at every press conference we went to keep the party going.
Do you think we'll have another tour again next year?
Ask could be, Brian. Fred. Could be. Brian does that.
Thank you very much.
He does a lot
okay,
of it,
Fred.
Outside in Hollywood tonight, you had to arrive in an armored truck, and the truck was swarmed by adoring fans. What is the situation wherever you go? Do you ever have an opportunity to walk out in the street without being recognized, or can you walk into a theater to see a movie by yourself?
If you go and the lights are down, you can go in.
We can do that in England. It's easier in England than it is here. And it's mainly because we know England better.
Nobody it'd also can. Be easier to do it if we weren't on tour, you know. Because we're on tour, people know where we are. That's why we have a crowd.
Oh, is that
Paul?
Paul? Yes, I've waved that out.
Paul? Paul?
I shall tell
Paul?
Yes.
Sorry.
Many of the top artists and musicians in the pop field today have said that the Beatles have been a major influence in their music. Are there any other artists who have an important influence on you, the music you create?
Oh, yes. Nearly everyone. You know, we pinch as much from other people as they pinch from us, you know.
Is it possible to raise the level on both of the roving microphones, please?
The boys are a little deaf.
Ringo. Ringo. Oh.
Hi.
Ringo, do you carry wallet pictures of your baby with you?
No.
No? Why?
I don't carry photos of anything, you know.
Thank you.
You can remember.
Yeah.
May I ask about the song Eleanor Rigby? What was the motivation or inspiration for that?
Two queers.
John, did you ever...
Two barrel boys.
Oh, this is getting disgusting, this bit. What?
John, did you ever meet Cass of the Mamas and Papas?
Yes, and she's great, and I'm seeing her tonight.
Good.
Yes, yeah, she's good.
Have you ever trained or used Beatle doubles as decoys?
No.
We tried to get Brian Epstein to do it. He wouldn't do it.
Ringo, one question. How much did you contribute to What Goes On? And are you contributing to any other Lennon-McCartney composition?
About five words to What Goes On, and I haven't done a thing since.
Like the dresses to John and Paul. You write a lot of stuff that other people steal from you and also purchase from you. In different arrangements, Ella Fitzgerald and a lot of these Boston Pops and stuff like that. When you listen to this on the radio or records and stuff, how do you feel about them using your pieces and changing them around to suit their styles?
Depends how they do it, you know.
The thing is, they don't steal it.
No, I know that.
Well, you just said they did.
Well, some... Okay.
No, I mean, you know, it's once we've done a song and it's published, anyone can do it. So, you know, whether we like it or not depends on whether they've done it to our taste. You know,
well, then let's ask it this way. Who do you think does it the best, the Beatles songs?
Us.
Who?
Us.
Oh.
For those of us that have followed your career from the early days of Liverpool and Hamburg, and the pride in you've been awarded the MBE and the dismay at the unwarranted adverse publicity of late, the question is, individually, what has been your most memorable occasions And what has been the most disappointing?
Well, no idea. You know, there's so many.
I think Manila was the most disappointing.
Yeah. And the most exciting is yet to come.
Gentlemen?
Or maybe the most disappointing.
Gentlemen, there was quite a laugh when you went on the stock market with your stock. How is your stock doing?
Fine, thank
well,
you.
It went down, but it's coming up again.
It's gone
it went down.
Down
it's the same as any other stock, you know.
It goes
down
every time, and the LPs drop out. They all think they're buying bits of records.
All of you, Leonard Bernstein likes your music. How do you like Leonard Bernstein?
Very good. He's, you know, great.
One of the greatest.
I'd like to direct this question to George Harrison, if I may.
What's your new address?
George, before you left England, you made a statement that you were going now to America to be beaten up by Americans. Do you mean to say in so many words that you feel that the American fan is more a hostile fan?
No, not
Britain,
at all.
Or a more enthusiastic
fan? Actually, I said that when we arrived back from Manila. They said, what are you going to do next? And I said, we're going to rest up before we go and get beaten up over there. Merely beaten up is just... really, we just get sort of shoved around a bit.
Jostled
around in cars and planes. So, you know, that's all it is.
Well, you think that's more an enthusiastic fan than a hostile fan, would you say?
I think there's definitely more enthusiastic fans.
But if anyone beat us up, it's not the fans, is it?
Yeah, the fan thing, I think they... proved it themselves, you know, after this. We found out that there are a lot of fans who are great. And all the ones we lost, I think, we don't really mind anyway. Because if they can't make up their minds, who needs them?
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the image scrimmage, and I'll direct this to anybody. How has your image changed since 63? Is it... a little more, is it the same?
An image is
shiny?
How you see us, so, you know, you can only answer that.
You're the only one that knows.
Who's that? Oh.
It's you.
Oh,
you.
Well. No, I want to get your opinion. Is it a little tarnished now? Is it more realistic, or what would you say it is? I know, I have my opinion, but...
We haven't got any tags for our opinion.
We can't tell you our image, you know. We can only... Our image...